joined by a friend of the program, one of our favorites, UNO men's basketball coach Mark Schlesinger. Coach, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. We'll get into a couple things about, you know, college basketball and what you're dealing with in your program with this COVID-19. But I'm just curious what your thoughts are on the NBA's proposal to maybe get the 16-team playoff format but allow four teams from the Western Conference that are on the bubble to play into that playoff seating as well, maybe a play-in series, if you will.
I love it. I love anything that will get them playing ball and kind of get things started again to a certain extent. I think there's obviously some huge dynamics that go with it from, you know, safety and everything else, but they were the ones that kind of led the way in saying, okay, we're going to stop and, you know, use common sense and make the right decision here. So I'm hoping that they can kind of get out in front and kind of set the standard for what competitive sports in the very near future will look like from a standard perspective.
Now, Coach Schlesinger, the only thing that to me, because it'd be a short-term sacrifice, and obviously you always want to be by your family members, whether it be your wife and kids and all that. But what if you had to be isolated? I mean, to me, considering, I don't care if it's NFL or the NBA, Major League Baseball, whatever it might be, it's still short-term. You're talking about a matter of months or maybe a couple of months or whatever it might take, that you might have to be away from your family. Because a lot of players, they've taken the approach that, oh, I want my family members with me. When I look at that, then you got more people involved from a logistical standpoint. That complicates things. But I know they've been talking about that in Orlando, having an environment where you could still have family members kind of in a bubble. And I'm sure the NBA could pull that off. But when I look at the opportunity and what you're making as a professional athlete, that'd be a sacrifice that you might have to make, that you be amongst your teammates. And maybe because you could FaceTime, whatever, with your family members, and you might not physically be around them, but that might be a sacrifice that you might have to do considering for the game and the amount of money you're getting paid and the entertainment value for the public.
We talked about this. It's funny you brought this question up, because me and a friend of mine were talking about it today, and we used a reference that you'll understand, obviously, growing up down in your neck of the woods, but really – all of Louisiana. I mean, if you guys go offshore for months at a time, you know, they'll go offshore for a full month, and it just is what it is. And, you know, the amount of money that you're compensated, at some point the NBA can't pay guys the amount of money they're getting paid if they don't play the games. You got to play the games in order to make the money. There's no way that you're going to be compensated otherwise. And, you know, in a healthy, if you can put together a healthy environment, and it may mean that you're away from your family. If that happened with us here, I had to make some hard decisions on, you know, how I'm going to provide for my family. If there may be guys that just say, you know what, I don't want to provide to that level for my family, I'll do something else. That's their choice. They can do that. Somebody else could coach and do something differently if they didn't want to do this occupation. But, I mean, there's some sacrifices you got to make. And we were just talking, like, I thought a good correlation was these guys that go off in the gas and oil industry that go offshore for months at a time, and or in the shipping industry, you know, which is tons of guys that go off on long-run ship trips around the world out of the port here or anywhere along the Gulf. It's kind of the same thing. But you just got to do what you got to do in order to provide, you know, for your family.
Now, Coach Schlesinger, looking at the challenges, you look at the NCAA and college first sports versus professional sports. To me, it's way more challenging because you want kids back in school to be able to have amateur athletics and to be able to play the games, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. You can go, throughout, you know, the aspect of that in college sports. But is that important that And you look at this day and age, how you take classes online and all that, that you have to, the campus has to be open to be able to still have college sports. So, well, what is your take on that? Because I know that's a big challenge for LSU, and you look at the SEC and how powerful they are. But even from your perspective, does the campus have to be open to be able to achieve that? And you have some semblance of maybe normalcy going forward as far as competition.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we go in basketball, especially we have such a long playing season that covers, you know, so many months in reality from, you know, our scrimmages and exhibition games sometimes start at the end of October. You know, we go through the end of March. If you're one of those teams that gets lucky and goes deep in the tournament, you're going, you know, deep into March. And there's times where we'll play, you know, for us this year, our academic calendar that we're currently on, you know, our finals would have been, they would have finished the halfway through the second week of December, and we would have restarted school on January 19th. So we would have played, you know, a good bit of games where, you know, our classes weren't in session anyway. You know, students were home on fall, on Christmas break. They were on winter break. So I think that it's not, from a basketball perspective, it's nothing that's abnormal from what we're used to. And I think that you know, school has to, education has to continue regardless, and whether that's online or in person. And if as long as, again, as long as it's a safe environment and we can play, then, you know, I think college athletics, it still is as good of, you know, besides the military, it's as good of leadership training and development, training and from a team and developing leaders as I think you can find. So we need to, you know, if we can get back and play, let's do it in a safe atmosphere. And if we're not in physical class, you know, sometimes it'll be almost like we're on break to a certain extent.
Now, Coach Ledger, when you look at where you're at right now, short-term versus long-term, obviously you look at the football season and you have training camp and all that, compared to what maybe you would do as an organization in the summer. How different do you think that's going to be going forward, let's say June, July, August, compared to football and how they're training with practice and all that going forward? Well, when is the key date for you as far as your program, maybe college basketball programs, that's going to be significant to be able to accomplish where you're still having games? It might be with no fans, whatever it might be. But what is like, is it come in the fall that all of a sudden, okay, we got to make a decision? Because I know football's at the cusp where training and getting in shape and all, it has to happen right now. What would be that date for basketball?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm old. I'm showing my age now. And you when you were in Natchitoches, you weren't practicing in the summer. You were going working a job. And,
yes.
You know, and up until a few years ago, we couldn't coach our guys in the summer. And so I had to remind some younger coaches that, hey, we actually played basketball, like, and had good teams and had great tournaments, you know, for years and years and years without having summer practice. And you guys had great football seasons without having to lift weights and train for 2 months with a coach on top of you. You guys showed up and maybe your training camp was 2 weeks and it was a little harder. You did two-a-days, you did different stuff like that. But I just think we've legislated ourselves into practicing year round to a certain extent, if that makes sense, to where we're always,
right.
We're always in an opportunity where we can practice. And I think that surprisingly, you know what, Coach Ogeron and those guys, they'll have a great season, and maybe they don't have as thick a playbook as they would have had, but they're still going to have plays, and everyone's going to have players and have plays. And it's the same with basketball. And, you know, I think as long as it's equitable across the board and everyone is playing under the same guidelines, then I think it'll still be a great competitive product no matter what. And as far as the date specifically to your question, I don't know what that would be, other than, you know, I hope that whenever we're able to be back in class, that we would be able to practice and coach the guys. Because no matter what, more than anything else during this whole time, man, I miss seeing our guys. I miss coaching them. I miss helping them, seeing them grow and develop, and being around them every day. That's my ministry, and that's what I miss them like crazy. And we can do all the Zoom calls we want and all the phone calls we want, but it's not the same. I miss these guys.
Mark Schlesinger, you and Coach Schlesinger, head basketball coach here on Sports Talk. Bobby, just let me jump in real quick. What's the thing, Mark, that you guys have maybe learned that you're capable of through this that you go, you know what, I'm going to carry this forward. We're going to continue or keep this.
Yeah, I think the flexibility of being able to meet away, and it's bad, you know, for us as a convention town, but just meetings like not having to fly to someplace to have a meeting, and we could still be effective in what we're trying to do. And I think we can still communicate effectively through technology with our guys and still get across the points we need to get across to them. Just whether that's just our daily functional, whether we're having our morning meeting or muster and going over what we're going to do, or having a strategic session with film. I think the technology that didn't exist before now does, with Zoom or Microsoft Teams and different things where we can do that. And I think we'll use that at a higher level where maybe we would have been hesitant and brought the whole team back together. I don't know that we'll have to do that. I don't think we'll be as hesitant to not do that, if that makes sense. I think we'll be able to just meet apart from each other and feel like we still accomplished the goals that we needed to. We'll
Bob's
be more efficient. Yeah.
And now, Coach Les, it seems like the new norm is something that we're all having to deal with. And obviously, taking advantage of the opportunity, get to be close to your family, or either they want you to get out the house. But I'm sure you've been more familiar with your backyard, and then maybe chores around the house compared to maybe you in past years you would have dealt with.
It's been amazing. The one blessing out of this has been, as a coach, you spend so much time in your job, and you spend so much time with other people's kids. And that's what you sign up for. That's the ministry part that you sign up for. But I've got such joy out of being able to go and wake my kids up in the morning. And, you know, Bo is my Bo, not your Bo, but my Bo, baby Bo is 18 months, and being able to walk in that door every morning and him go crazy when I walk in, I never had that because I was already gone before he ever woke up. Every morning I was already gone to the office and to the gym. So, like, those part is, it's really cool and really amazing. And for me, having an 8, a 7, and an 18-month-old, I mean, what a blessing for me to have this time with them. And I won't forget it, and I hope they won't either.
Now, Coach Lester, are you reading maybe a book that you always wanted to read, or are you reading The Garden, or what are you doing also to hunt around the yard?
Yeah, we got a small garden that we planted in the back. We got 4 tomatoes that have come on, and we got some green beans. I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't had tons of time to read books because my wife is still working too. She works here on campus as an academic advisor. So we kind of trade out back and forth between her having meetings, me having meetings, and on the phone and working, and then with the kids, keeping them occupied and busy. So it's been interesting, but we've done everything. And just to see my older two too, and yeah, I've got a little set of golf clubs. So Bubba's learning to hit the golf ball in the backyard, and he's still playing football and baseball, and he's pretended to be a jockey still. So we're covering every base, known to man, and Noah's doing cartwheels like crazy. So it's been a ton of fun, and I haven't got my honey-do list done. I'm a little bit in the doghouse from that end, but I have cooked a lot and washed a ton of dishes. So I think I've kept myself in good graces.
Mark Schlesinger, UNO men's basketball coach, thank you so much for the time, man, and continue to stay safe.
You got it, guys. I miss you. Great to hear you.